A man who killed his ex-wife in front of their kids in a parking lot as she was providing him access to their two children has been granted full parole 25 years after the murder. Robert Bateman, now 64, was convicted of second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of 23-year-old Barrie resident Valerie Lucas at an Oshawa hotel in 1999. He shot her in front of their children and then fled the scene, but surrendered to police the next day. Bateman was handed a life sentence with no chance of parole for 21 years. A Parole Board of Canada panel made the decision on January 25 following a review of the case. Bateman had earlier been approved to be out of prison on day parole since 2017. The former elementary school teacher was found to be a low risk to violently re-offend following a 2017 psychological risk assessment. The new report indicated he has expressed remorse and has participated in programming while incarcerated. At the hearing today, you admitted to the board that you were violent towards your first wife and that there were previous instances of violence in your relationship with the victim, the two-person panel stated in their report. You agreed also that you used anger, aggressiveness and intimidation to control and manipulate your spouse. You also expressed remorse for the harm you did to her and to her family, her children and to your family and your children, they added. There is no information contained in the parole board documentation indicating where Bateman currently lives. Several addresses have been redacted from the report. As part of the submission process for full parole release, Bateman's application form states details about his accommodations and employment. He also says he will participate in therapy as needed. You claim to have abided by CRF, Community Residential Facility, rules in the 6 years of day parole and say you have great insight into your crime cycle, the board said. You do not mention the difficulties you have had with anger management or how you intend to manage these going forward. The report noted the most recent psychological risk assessment was conducted in September 2017. In the board's January 25 report, the psychologist found that the offense took place under a unique set of circumstances within the process of ending an intimate relationship. Risk issues were identified as a need for control, a precarious self-esteem, inflexible and impulsive thinking and negative attitudes towards women, says the report. The psychologist also noted, the cautious approach you were taking to developing a new intimate relationship was appropriate. The current report indicated the psychologist used actuarial tools in the assessment process, and these indicated that your risk for general violence was in the low range. The spousal assault risk assessment, SARA, tool indicates that your risk towards a future intimate partner is high. Close monitoring of your intimate relationships was recommended. A case management team reported Bateman continues to do well in the community. During the 6 years you have spent on day parole, there have been no breaches of your special conditions and you have been generally compliant with the expectations of supervision, they said. However, they also noted Bateman breached the general condition of release to keep the peace and to be of good behavior. An area of concern that remains is anger management, said the team. In the board's view, this is a serious concern given the nature of your offense. Specifically, you have lost the support of two community residential facilities, CRFs, due to your confrontational attitude with CRF staff and other residents, they added. Bateman was first released on day parole in December 2017, and while his behavior was described in the report at the time as generally appropriate, there have been issues, including occasional conflicts with other residents and community residential facility staff. He also tried to find information about his children through social media, resulting in an unintended breach of a special condition. And there were indications of attempts to connect with his son from a previous relationship, but he had no response. Bateman was suspended once in July 2022 when he refused to transfer to another CRF when the facility at which he had been residing withdrew its support for his release. As a result of that suspension, Bateman lost his job. The most recent issue arose in November 2023 when Bateman refused to provide medical information to justify an extended leave at the hospital. You became upset and hung up on your parole officer, Poe, during a telephone conversation. You later called back and provided the information, the report said. The report states there has been a reduction in the frequency of these incidents, and you have not been violent or threatened violence, but clearly, anger management remains a concern. Bateman has acquired a subsidized apartment in preparation for full parole, as well as full-time employment, and the report notes his health challenges, which restricts the kind of work he can do. The board noted significant improvements over time, with his behavior considered stable and under his control, saying there has been no threatening or violent behavior, and Bateman has worked through the issues satisfactorily. With these considerations in mind, the board concludes that your risk to re-offend is not undue and that a grant of full parole will contribute to the protection of society by facilitating your reintegration as a law-abiding citizen. Accordingly, full parole is granted.